Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Warriors getting ready to take on the Lakers tomorrow night. Apparently no LeBron James tomorrow night, but Sunday we're hoping to see Steph Curry come back for the Warriors against the Wizards, with more on that. Outstanding coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr. Coach, just a confession. We have been talking today about which NBA coaches we think we could actually beat one-on-one, and we know that we couldn't beat any of them because all you guys, of course, you played at a very high level. All the coaches got a little bit of game, don't they? Although you don't really see it just watching them on the sidelines.
Yeah, most of them are pretty good. You might be able to take me now, though, because I can't move. You know, like, you, there's no way you could beat me at horse, but you might be able to take me at one-on-one.
Clearly, you did not watch two radio hosts play basketball this morning, because if that's any sort of scouting report, no, we cannot.
Coach, let's start with Steph. Assuming he does return Sunday, I know that's not a given. Have you decided whether his minutes would be limited at all, or whether he still may need days off as his rehab continues, or is it just too early for any of that yet?
Well, we haven't even really talked about a minutes restriction. This is not anything that you would normally see with, like, an ankle or a knee injury, in terms of, you know, worrying about the load. You know, this is all, because it's the wrist, this is more like the beginning of training camp where, you know, everything's fine. It's just you want a guy to start to get some reps and to feel game conditions. And because he's only scrimmaged a couple of times, you know, he's really not ready for a lot of minutes right now. And ideally, we'd like to get him in a couple of more scrimmages before we put him out there. But we haven't really even had the minutes conversation yet, but that's coming.
How many scrimmages could you fit in? And I'm going to say Sunday, because that's the day that everybody else has decided you want to do this, even though you haven't. How many more scrimmages can you fit in between now and then? And would that number be enough to make you feel comfortable?
Well, you have to understand that, you know, the scrimmages that we talk about, you know, we had one today. I think there were actually three players from our roster who participated besides Steph. And then everybody else, it was like assistant coaches. We had a couple of friends of the program came in to join us. This is not exactly high-level stuff. So we're doing the best we can, but, you know, we got three games in the next four nights. And so we're not going to have the rest of our players available to scrimmage with Steph. So we're scrambling a little bit, you know, game tomorrow. And then Friday we'll have, you know, maybe a get together, but with a back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, we really won't have any time to scrimmage with the team. So we're, you know, we're going through our options, and we'll determine whether we think Steph is ready to play or not on Sunday. And if not, we'll push it back, and that's okay. We'll, you know, it'll be soon for sure.
How do you get to be a friend of the program?
That's kind of something we keep quiet. You know, we don't announce it, but, you know, it's like college programs. You know, you got the guy who gives you the handshake, you know, the guy who maybe takes you in, you know, the booster guy. We get people like that with the Warriors.
So a Warren Buffett type.
Yeah. They're just wealthier than the college boosters.
Yeah. Do you guys go to the bother of making a handshake out of it, or do you just put envelopes of money in front of them?
Just straight cash.
Straight cash only. We should have that sound drop ready. Where are my people with the Randy Moss sound in the back room is my question. Timing aside, Steve, when Steph gets back, obviously you talked about it's for the fans. There's a positive, and it'll be nice to see him with Wiggins. Is there a degree to which just having a happy story join your season for maybe the first time is going to be a load off of everybody?
For sure. I mean, that's not the reason to bring him back, but it's a byproduct. It's been a tough year. You know, we've lost seven in a row and we've got the worst record in the league, and it's tough going into that locker room night after night, following a loss. So, you know, we need to pick up our spirits, and having Steph out there will bring a ton of energy to the building, to our locker room. It doesn't guarantee anything in terms of wins and losses, but it'll be a lot of fun to have him out there, and I think it'll give new life to our season.
Coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, with us on 95.7 The Game. Andrew Wiggins last night, Coach. He didn't have a single rebound. I think he had 10 the previous game, if I'm not mistaken. I know also you want him to focus on running the floor. Are those two things potentially related? He's had some games where he hasn't put up big rebounding numbers. If he's focused on running the floor, is that perhaps part of that equation?
No, I think it's tough to really get a great feel for much of anything right now, just given where our roster is and you know, we're throwing different lineups out there every single night. We've got 10-day players coming in. We haven't really had a chance to integrate Andrew with the guys who he's going to be with next year, Steph and Clay among them, and a little bit with Draymond, but Draymond's missed the last couple games. So, I think part of this is just the feeling out process, and he's just getting comfortable here in the Bay, and he's going to get his footing, and he's had some good games already for us, and he's had some quiet ones, and this is a long haul, so we just want him to get comfortable and get our team back.
When you say quiet games, are you speaking just statistically or in terms of impact?
Well, I think both. I mean, I thought last night we just we couldn't get anything going, and I've got to do a better job as a coach of utilizing Andrew and trying to get him the ball more often in places where he can score. So some of the idea of Andrew making an impact is us getting accustomed to his game too, not just vice versa. And so I've got to do a better job of getting him the ball in certain spots and you kind of get a feel for what a player is like, what he wants to do, how he plays in certain circumstances. And now that we've had six or seven games together, I think we're starting to get that feel, and we'll adapt our coaching style a little bit as well.
So I believe the name is Michael Mulder. Will be the next 10-day contract participant with you guys. What can you tell me about him, if anything? And B, I'm just kind of curious. We've had Dragan Bender now. Some of the guys were in your system already, like a Juan Toscano-Anderson. But when it comes to the Benders and Molders, what's the process by which you guys decide who to bring in on that 10-day contract? Are you involved, or is it more like Bob gives you a call and says, hey, we got a new guy coming in?
No, they involve me. Bob and his staff involve me. They'll give me and the coaches a list. They'll say, hey, here are the guys we're thinking of, and here's why. And then, we trust the front office. They're the ones who are out watching all these guys. Our coaching staff, we've got our own jobs to worry about. So we trust them. And in the case of, say, Dragan Bender, it makes perfect sense. You got a guy who was a top five draft pick, who's still very young. Let's give him a look. Let's see what he can do. And so we're trying to utilize this flexibility that we have right now to our advantage and get get looks at a lot of different players and see what comes of it.
Would they qualify as friends of the program?
Depends how good they are, I guess.
Or how rich they are.
Yeah. Steve Kerr with us on 95.7 The Game. Marquise Chriss has been nothing short of just a great story this year. 21-10 last night, 21 points on 10 shots. Of all the things he's shown he can do so far, Coach, is his passing maybe the most surprising?
Yeah, I think that's what surprised me the most in training camp when we had him. I didn't recognize his passing ability when he was in Phoenix, but he's particularly good at the high post with his dribble handoff game. And he reminds me a little bit of Andrew Bogut. I probably shouldn't make that comparison because Bogues was one of the best passing bigs I've ever seen. But in terms of the dribble handoff stuff at the top of the key and then the dive to the rim for a lob, that's a really potent combination. And we haven't seen it yet involving Steph. So it'll be fun to get Steph back, put him together with Marquise, and see that combination. But we really like Marquise's skill, but also his maturity, just how he's handled himself. He's a great teammate, fun to coach. He's one of the best stories I think we've had this year.
If they gave out gold gloves in basketball, he would have earned one last night. Was that one of the greatest catches you've ever seen on an errant lob?
Yes.
That was incredible. And he had another one in the first half when Dragan Bender threw him a hard line drive lob pass that he caught and somehow dunked it. But the one in the second half caught down near his knees and kind of scooped it in. That was amazing.
In the once Curry comes back, whenever that is, how do you intend to sort of evaluate Wiggins with him on the floor as opposed to without the floor? Do your standards for him change, or are you looking for exactly the same things, exactly the same way once Curry's there?
For Wiggins, you're talking
about? For Wiggins, yes.
Again, I think we're just getting a feel for him. And I think one thing that we'd like to do is, that he's already learning is how to play kind of our preferred style, which was with a lot of ball movement and drive and kick and everybody making plays. And then, like I said earlier, I've got to do a better job too of sometimes just getting him the ball and letting him go. You know, we recognize how athletic he is and his ability to get to the rim. Well, that means sometimes I got to just get him the ball and not worry about anything else. And so we're trying to find that mix, and I think that will be easier to find once Steph is there, and we'll see the different combinations that we're playing out there.
Tomorrow, you guys take on the Lakers, who have been the best team in the Western Conference pretty much the whole year, or at least after night one. I guess I don't know quite how to phrase this, but I'll just make it as simple as possible. Are you surprised that A, it seems to have come together as quickly as it has for a team that hadn't really played together before this year? And B, we shouldn't at this point be surprised by LeBron James, but boy, that he is performing at this level at this age, it's kind of staggering, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think it also gives me some hope in terms of what a year without the playoffs might mean. You know, an off season without the playoffs might mean for our guys. You know, we feel the results of going to the finals five straight years. And LeBron went there eight straight years, which is just mind-boggling. But last year was, his first year not going to the playoffs since maybe his rookie year. And I think he looked recharged and refreshed this year. And maybe that's just him because of what an incredible athlete he is. But I think having that long summer really helped him. That's my guess. And then I think, getting Anthony Davis and pairing those two together, two of the top five players in the game, I mean, it was bound to work, So they've done a great job. Frank Vogel has been underrated. I think people tend to overlook the job he's done just because of the talent that they have. But that's not an easy position to be in, and I think Frank's done a really good job.
Steve, speaking of LeBron, one of the most incredible things I saw in the All-Star game was Kyle Lowry trying to draw a charge from LeBron in the All-Star. Yeah, I'm wondering who's the biggest player that you drew a charge from that you can remember? I realize if somebody like Larry Johnson, you might have no recollection, but who's the biggest player you can remember drawing a charge from?
Gosh, I don't remember that. I do remember, though, when, you know, our coaches always would tell us if a bad free throw shooter gets the ball underneath the rim, you know, foul him hard on the way up. And I remember Shaq got a rebound underneath and in the paint. And as he went up to dunk it, I fouled him as hard as I could, you know, across the forearms. And I swung down with everything I had with my forearm. And today it would be called a flagrant. Back then they didn't call those flagrant. You were allowed to pretty much do whatever you want. And I did keep him from making the hoop, but it felt like my entire arm had been wrenched out of the socket. It was so painful. Shaq was so powerful. And just cracking down on his forearms as he went up for a shot was the force behind it was just incredible.
But, you know, he probably felt worse, right? I mean, you coming down hard on Shaq, he's probably still feeling it.
Oh, he remembers it. Trust me.
Should have seen the other guy.
When he remembers it, how hard does he laugh?
Exactly.
People have been talking about the Lakers, but as you look at the conference, if you do look at the conference, who has intrigued you most? I mean, just not just as a coach, but as a fan. What's the team that you would carve out time to watch if you weren't actually sick of basketball by now?
It's a good question. I mean, my old job as a television analyst allowed me to really examine teams a lot in a different way, in a more, you know, what's entertaining type way. And I think the Clippers probably are that team that jumps out just because of what they've put together and you know, what they've risked in terms of future assets and how is this going to work. And they've had, you know, so little time together this year because of the injuries and the rest. And I just think it's a fascinating story. I think, you know, what they did over the last couple of years, kind of rebuilding and making a couple of trades and, you know, working that Lou Williams, Harrell pick and roll up top and building an internal culture that was really sound and solid. It's been so impressive. And now they're just kind of all in with this roster. And it's just, it's going to be fascinating to watch because they're as good as anybody when they're healthy. But there's so much riding on this season and next. And, you know, considering the team that's 20 feet down from them in the locker room has the better record and the bigger stars, technically. I mean, it's an incredible dynamic in LA.
I think it's almost as interesting to look at what in many people's minds was going to be the vacuum that one of those stars departed in Toronto. And look, I mean, I know you're not a Raptors analyst, but there must be some part of you that looks at what Nick Nurse and company have done, losing their best player and basically not missing a beat, that just is impressed, right?
What Toronto has done. And I think it reminds me a little bit of our team in 16, you know, when we came back from winning the title in 15 and the continuity that we had and the level of confidence that you gain from winning a championship, you know, for us, that meant winning 73 games. It was just a season where we just felt like we were going to win every single night. And I think that's where Toronto is, even without Kawhi, just the experience they gained, the confidence they gained. They got a bunch of guys who know they can win and they believe it and they're versatile and they play together, play hard, well coached. I mean, they got such a good thing going for them, and they're probably even a little bit more inspired, given that Kawhi did leave.
Yeah.
So they can all prove, you know, that they're good players on their own.
Coach, you mentioned horse. What is your go-to horse shot these days? I remember Paul Westfall actually won. The NBA had a horse contest, and he won it. But what is Steve Kerr's go-to horse shot these days?
Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't played horse in a long time. Steph and I usually shoot free throws against each other, and that's a you know, we have a little free throw game that we like to do sometimes.
That probably goes on for quite a while, I'm guessing.
Well, it has to be no rim, you know.
Yeah,
It's a swish game, and he almost always wins because when he has to have a swish, he gets a swish. But it is fun. It is fun to feel the butterflies a little bit, and because I don't get a whole lot of competition, you know, myself. It's fun to be a part of it as a coach, but in terms of actually doing it. I don't get a lot of that in my life anymore. So even just a free throw contest against Steph gets the juices flowing. It's fun.
Are you a better shooter with a beer in your hand?
No, but I am with one in my belly.
There you go.
Okay. So the next time you play Curry, would you encourage him to get tanked up too to make it an even fight?
Yeah, you don't want to get tanked up. You just need one beer glow. You know what I mean? It's like golf.
Aiming fluid.
Golf, and you have the one beer on the course, and you all of a sudden the swing gets a little smoother.
You're priming the engine, right?
Aiming fluid.
I thought looking at multiple hoops would enhance your chances.
You still have to pick the right hoop, though.
It's usually the one in the middle.
Well, see, there's no way to be sure.
Yeah. Coach, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night against the Lakers.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. Thanks, right. Guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.